ॐ सहनावतु सहनौभुनक्तु सहवीर्यङ्करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। We have to start the section 6, Anuvakaha, Shashtaha Anuvakaha. The following section is a big section having answers for many queries. These answers clarify doubts and explain many interesting points. Shankar Bhagavatpada's commentary here throws light on many aspects that it should not be missed. On the whole, we can understand how this is complete Upanishad. This section itself becomes unique because of the clarification of 5 doubts. So Rig Mantraha clarifies 2 of the doubts. And Upanishad clarifies the rest of the 3 doubts. Okay. Asanneva sabhavati. Asanneva sabhavati. Asad brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti ched veda. Santamenam tato viduriti tasyesha eva sharira atma yah purvasya athato no prashnah uta vidvanam lokam pretya kaschana gacchati aho vid Dvanamullokam pretya kaschit samashnutav sokamayata bahusyam prajayeti satapotapyata satapastaptva idagam sarvamasrujata Yadidam kincha tat srishtva tadeva nupravishat tadanupravishya sachatyaccha bhavat niruktancha nilayanancha nilayanancha vijnanancha vijnanancha sat Chanchandratancha satyamabhavat yadidam kincha tat satyamitya chakshate tadapyesha sloko bhavati asanneva sabhavati asad brahmeti veda chet Asti brahmeti chedveda. Maybe I can read each line twice. Asanneva sabhavati. Asanneva sabhavati. Asad brahmeti veda ched. Asad brahmeti veda ched. Asti brahmeti chedveda. Asti brahmeti chedveda santamenam tato viduriti santamenam tato viduriti tasyesha eva sharira atma tasyesha eva sharira atma yah purvasya Yah purvasya athato no prashnah athato no prashnah uta vidvanamullokam pretya ಉತ ವಿದ್ವಾನಮುಲ್ಲೋಕಂ ಪ್ರೇತ್ಯ ಕಶ್ಚನ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಕಶ್ಚನ ಗಚ್ಚತಿ ಆಹೋ ವಿದ್ವಾನಮುಲ್ಲೋಕಂ ಪ್ರೇತ್ಯ ಆಹೋ ವಿದ್ವಾನಮುಲ್ಲೋಕಂ ಪ್ರೇತ್ಯ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಸಮಶ್ನುತಾಹೋ ಕಶ್ಚಿತ್ ಸಮಶ್ನುತಾಹೋ ಸೋ ಕಾಮಯತ ಸೋ ಕಾಮಯತ ಬಹುಸ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಜಾಯೇಯೇತಿ ಬಹುಸ್ಯಾಂ ಪ್ರಜಾಯೇಯೇತಿ ಸತಪೋತಪ್ಯತ ಸತಪೋತಪ್ಯತ ಸತಪಸ್ತಪ್ತ್ವಾ ಸತಪಸ್ತಪ್ತ್ವಾ ಇದಗಂ ಸರ್ವಮಸೃಜತ ಇದಗಂ ಸರ್ವಮಸೃಜತ ಯದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ಯದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ತತ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ತತ್ ಸೃಷ್ಟ್ವಾ ತದೇವಾನುಪ್ರಾವಿಶತ್ ತದೇವಾನುಪ್ರಾವಿಶತ್ ತದನುಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯ ತದನುಪ್ರವಿಶ್ಯ ಸಚ್ಚತ್ಯಚ್ಚಾಭವತ್ ಸಚ್ಚತ್ಯಚ್ಚಾಭವತ್ ನಿರುಕ್ತಂಚ 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 ನಿಲಯನಂಚ 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 ವಿಜ್ಞಾನಂಚ 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 ಸತ್ಯಂಚಾನೃತಂಚ ಸತ್ಯಮಭವತ್ ಸತ್ಯಂಚಾನೃತಂಚ ಸತ್ಯಮಭವತ್ ಯದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ಯದಿದಂ ಕಿಂಚ ತತ್ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತತ್ ಸತ್ಯಮಿತ್ಯಾಚಕ್ಷತೆ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ ತದಪ್ಯೇಷ ಶ್ಲೋಕೋ ಭವತಿ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ರಿಯಲಿ ಬ್ಯೂಟಿಫುಲ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್. ಇತಿ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠೋನುವಾಕಃ ಷಷ್ಠಃ ಅನುವಾಕಃ ಇತಿ ಷಷ್ಠಃ ಅನುವಾಕಃ ಷಷ್ಠೋನುವಾಕಃ. ವೆನ್ ದಿ ವಿಸರ್ಗ ಇಸ್ ಪ್ರಿಸೆಡ್ ಬೈ ಬೋತ್ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ವವಲ್ ಫಾಲೋಡ್ ಬೈ ಶಾರ್ಟ್ ವವಲ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ರೇಪ ದೆನ್ ಉಕಾರ ದೆನ್ ಗುಣಸಂಧಿ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್. ದಟ್ಸ್ ಹೌ ಯು ಗೆಟ್ ಷಷ್ಠೋನುವಾಕಃ. ಓಕೆ, if one concludes that Brahman is non-existent, he indeed becomes non-existent as it were. If one concludes that Brahman is non-existent, he indeed becomes non-existent as it were. If one considers that Brahman is existent, then people recognize him as existent. Thus ends the Rig Mantra. Tato santamenam tato viduriti, that iti, there ends Rig Mantra. Now where Rig Mantra ends? Asan evasa bhavati asad brahmeti veda ched ಅಸ್ತಿ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೇತಿ ಚೇದ್ ವೇದ ಸಂತಮೇನಂ ತತೋ ವಿದುರಿತಿ. ದೇರ್ ಎಂಡ್ಸ್ ದ ರಿಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ. ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ದ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ದಟ್ ರಿಗ್ ಮಂತ್ರ? ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಟ್ ದ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಟೂ ಲೈನ್ಸ್. ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಕನ್ಕ್ಲೂಡ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್, ಹೀ ಇಂಡೀಡ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ನಾನ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಆಸ್ ಇಟ್ ವೇರ್. ಇಫ್ ಒನ್ ಕನ್ಸಿಡರ್ಸ್ ದಟ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್, and people recognize him as existent. Thus ends the Rig Mantra. This Anandamayaha is indeed the inner self of the previous one, the Vijnanamayaha. Now follows the questions regarding the teaching. After leaving this world, does an ignorant person reach that Brahman or not? Or after leaving this world, does a wise person reach that Brahman or not? He, the Brahmatma, desired thus. Let me become many. Make the three questions. Now follows the questions regarding the teaching. After leaving this world, does an ignorant person reach that Brahman or not? Question number one. Or after leaving this world, does a wise person reach that Brahman or not? He, the Brahmatma, desired thus. Let me be born and become many. He performed tapas. Having performed tapas, he created this. Whatever is here. Having created this, he entered the very same creation. After entering, he became the gross and the subtle, the definable and indefinable, the supporter and the supported, the sentient and the insentient, as well as the real and the unreal. Brahman became whatever that is here, whatever Brahman became all this, whatever that is here. Shastram says that Brahman is the truth. In this regard, there is the following Rig Mantra. Now you can connect this with what is being said in Narayanam also. Narayanam says you can connect this. So Brahman became all this, whatever that is here. Shastram says that Brahman is the truth. In this regard, there is the following Rig Mantra. Asanneva asat samaha eva bhavati. Asanneva means asat samaha eva bhavati. Yatha asan apurushartha sambandhi evam saha apurushartha sambandhi. Kosav yaha asat avidyamanam brahma iti. Yaha asat means avidyamanam brahma iti veda. Veda vijanati. Chet yadi. Asat is equal to avidyamanam brahma. Iti veda. Veda vijanati. Chet means yadi. He becomes equal to a non-existent entity. Asat samaha eva bhavati. He becomes equal to a non-existent entity, unconnected to any human end. A purushartha sambandhi. A non-existent entity, unconnected to any human end. Just like non-existent being has no connection to any human end. What is that? He is the one who knows Brahman. Sri, who is that? So Kosav, who is that? He is the one who knows Brahman as non-existent. he becomes equal to a non-existent entity, unconnected to any human end, just like a non-existent being has no connection to any human end. Who is that? He is the one who knows Brahman as non-existent. Saha asanneva bhavati. If one were to say Brahman does not exist, he becomes asat, a non-existent person, as though like avandhya putraha. Avandhya putraha cannot become your son-in-law. He does not exist. If one were to say Brahman does not exist, he does not exist as though, because he does not exist as though, because Atma is Brahman. Bhashyakara explains asanneva, asat samaha, equal to a non-existent person. Yatha asan apurushartha sambandhi evam saha asan, a non-existent devadatta has no connection to any kind of purushartha like artha, kama, etc. because he does not exist. He is not a purushartha sambandhi. He cannot become your sambandhi also. So too, the one who says Brahman, one who says Brahman does not exist, so too, the one who says Brahman does not exist is as good as non-existent. If a person does not make any statement about the existence of Brahman, he is open. He may come to recognize Brahman in the wake of some exposure. But this person has done some enquiry and then says, Nasti Brahma. It amounts to saying, I am not there. It is like asking, do I exist or not? Tad viparyayena yat sarva vikalpaspadam sarva pravrutti bijam sarva visesha pratyastamitam api asti tad brahma iti vedachet. Tad viparyayena yat sarva vikalpaspadam yat sarva vikalpaspadam sarva pravrutti bijam sarva visesha pratyastamitam api asti tad brahma iti chet iti vedachet. Contrary to that, if he were to know the Brahman exists as the basis of all divisions and as the cause of all activities, even though it is free from all distinctions, then knowers of Brahman know him as existing. I wanted to make a note. In that Sanskrit we have sarva pravrutti bijam. See, pravrutti bijam means Brahman is srishti karanam. Vikalpaspadam, that word, Brahman is sthiti karanam. Pratyastamitam means Brahman is laya karanam. Srishti, sthiti, laya, karanam, Brahma. That is mentioned beautifully here. You can make a note of it. Pravrutti bijam, that word stands for srishti prakaranam. Can you make a note? Pravrutti bijam means srishti prakaranam. Vikalpaspadam That word implies Brahman being sthiti karanam. Then pratyastamitam, that word implies Brahman being laya karanam. Srishti, sthiti, laya karanam. Brahman being the source of creation, sustenance and resolution. Okay, that is mentioned by three words here beautifully. Pravritti bijam, that word implies Brahman being Srishti karanam. Vikalpaspadam, that word means Brahman being Sthiti karanam. Pratyastamitam, that word tells Brahman being Laya karanam. Got it? Three words are very nice. Pravritti bijam, Srishti karanam. Vikalpaspadam means Brahman being sthiti karanam. Pratyastamitam means Brahman being laya karanam. Pravritti bijam, source of creation. Vikalpaspadam, source of sustenance. Pratyastamitam, source of dissolution. Three words mean, imply Brahman being Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, Karanam. Okay. Contrary to that, if he were to know that Brahman exists as the basis of all divisions and as the cause of all activities, even though it is free from all distinctions, the knowers of Brahman know him as existing. Tad viparyayena, on the contrary, asti brahmeti veda veda vijanati chet. Suppose one knows Brahman as existing, what kind of Brahman is it? Yet sarva visesha pratyastamitam api, even though it is that in which sarve viseshaha pratyastamitaha, all possible attributes are absent. Still it is sarva pravritti bijam, the cause for all pravrittis, pursuits at the individual and total levels. And it is sarva vikalpa aspadam, the adhishtanam, the basis for all vikalpas, like subject, object, vikalpas. Vikalpa means division. It is the basis, the adhishtanam, the basis for all vikalpas, like subject, object, vikalpas. Vijatiya, sajatiya, swagata bheda vikalpas, asti nasti vikalpas, and so on. Without Brahman, no vikalpa is possible. Even the one who says Brahman does not exist has his being in Brahman. Therefore, the one who knows Brahma asti, Brahman is, he is called Satpurushaha. There is samshaya bijam, a reason for some people saying Brahman is not. Samshaya bijam, seed of doubt. There is samshaya bijam, a seed of doubt. Reason for some people saying Brahman is not. The human mind is looking for Brahman as an object different from every other object. To say something is, I should experience it, or somebody should have experienced it. That is how one is oriented towards recognizing anything. You are told of something you have not experienced, you have not seen. They hand out promotional literature also. You want to see it. It is a constant thing that I have to see that experience that, own that, is a permanent phenomenon from childhood. We see and experience them one by one. We own them one by one. Now, one of them is Brahman that I want to know. However, Brahman is revealed as something that cannot be objectified and experienced. Therefore, a doubt arises whether Brahman exists. That is why the word chet is there, which means suppose. When a doubt is possible, you can dismiss the doubt by saying either it is or it is not. Bhashyakara gives the reason for doubt. Bhashyakara gives the reason for doubt with reference to Brahman's existence. Ka punaha ashanka tannastitve. Ka punaha ashanka tannastitve. Vyavaharati tattvam brahmanaha iti brumaha. Vyavahara atitattvam, vyavaharatitattvam, brahmanaha iti brumaha. What then is the doubt with reference to its non-existence? We say it is due to Brahman's status of not being available for any interactions. Vyavahara atitattvam brahmanaha iti brumaha. Iti brumaha, we say, it is due to Brahman's status of not being available for any interaction. Ka punaha ashanka tannastitve. From where does this doubt with reference to the non-existence of Brahman arise? What is the basis? Brahmanaha vyavahara atitattvam iti brumaha. The basis is that it is not available for any type of vyavaharaha. Vyavaharaha, transaction. It is avyavaharyam, does not fall within the scope of any sense organ and organ of action or of the mind. It is neither subject nor object. So Brahman is asat. If Brahman is, then it should be available for any, it should be available for my vyavaharaha. The Purapakshi has a vyaptihi postulate that yadyadasti tatad vyavahara yogyam ghatavat. Yadyadasti tatad vyavahara yogyam ghatavat. Whatever exists should be available for vyavahara, like a pot. Both astitvam and vyavahara yogyatvam are there for the pot. Both astitvam, existence, and vyavahara yogyatvam is there for the pot. Therefore, yadyad vyavahara ayogyam tad tad nasti. Yadyad vyavahara ayogyam tad tad nasti. Vandhya putravat. That which is not available for vyavahara does not exist. This argument is given from the standpoint of empirical reality. Any subjective reality like rope snake is not available for vyavahara from the standpoint of empirical reality. And so they are all dismissed as non-existent, as not existent. Brahman, the absolute reality, also is vyavahara ayogyam. Vyavahara ayogyam is not available for transaction. not transactable, therefore does not exist. We say whatever is vyavahara yogyam is mithya. See, vyavahara yogyam means that which is available for transaction. Transactable is vyavahara yogyam. So we say whatever is vyavahara yogyam, transactable, is mithya, like a pot. This is the first salvo. Then whatever is mithya has Sad Brahma as Adhishthanam, like a pot that is mithya has clay as its Adhishthanam. So whatever is mithya has Sad Brahma as Adhishthanam, as support, like a pot that is mithya has clay as its Adhishthanam. All that is here is mithya, and therefore Brahman is the Adhishthanam of everything. So, how can anyone say Brahman is Asat? Bhashyakara says this in his own typical way. So, how can anyone say Brahman is Asat? Bhashyakara says this in his own typical way. Vyavahara Vishaye Hi Vacharambhana Matre Astitva Bhavita Buddhi Tad Viparite Vyavaharatite Nastitvamapi Pratipadyate. Vyavahara Vishayehi Vacharambhana Matre Astitva Bhavita Buddhi Tad Viparite Vyavaharatite Nastitvamapi Pratipadyate. The buddhi that is oriented towards connecting existence to things that are available for vyavahara and that are dependent on speech alone, attributes non-existence to anything that is opposed to that and not available for vyavahara. Vyavahara Vishayehi Vacharambhana Matre Astitva Bhavita Buddhihi Tad Viparite Vyavahara Atite Nastitvamapi Pratipadyate. The buddhi that is oriented towards connecting existence to things that are available for vyavahara and that are dependent on speech alone, attributes non-existence to anything that is opposed to that and not available for vyavahara.
So, Swami, the last two lines didn't understand.
See, the buddhi, which is saturated with an understanding of existence of things, existence of things available for transaction being dependent on speech alone. This buddhi, non-existence of things, the subjectively real things also not available for vyavahara. They are negated as non-existent. So what it is said, anything which is not available for transaction, not available for use, is negated as non-existent. Like even your dream objects are not available for in the waking state for usage, isn't it? Your own, the dream objects which you experience in dream, Suppose they are not available for transaction in the waking state. Suppose this we saw many times in Mandukya classes. If you cook food in your dream and you filled your fridge with the food in the dream, but your next day morning when you wake up from sleep, you can't use that food what you cooked and kept in the fridge to appease your hunger in the daytime. Which means the things which are not available for transaction is non-existent, isn't it? Is our understanding. So things which are not available for transaction are non-existent. They're taken to be non-existent. But here, Brahman also is not available for transaction, like a pot. Therefore, it is natural for us to mistake it to be non-existent. Now, why do we say that Brahman is non-existent? Because it is not available for transaction. It is why the buddhi that is oriented towards connecting existence to things that are available for vyavahara. Your intellect is always used to, is oriented towards connecting existence to things that are available for vyavahara and that are dependent on speech alone. It's all only in the words. Speech means only in the words. Like pot, if you say pot is just only a word, it has no substance of its own. Isn't it? The clay is a substance. Pot is a word, just a word. Like that, so it is said, the buddhi that is oriented towards connecting existence to things that are available for vyavahara, means transaction use, and are dependent on speech alone. So attributes, that buddhi attributes, the buddhi attributes non-existence to anything that is opposed to that. Anything which is not available for transaction. Okay, buddhi attributes non-existence to things which are not available for transaction. And not available, okay, opposed to that means what? That which are opposed to that and are not available for vyavahara. Okay, that is the, what does your buddhi attributes non-existence to things which are not available for transaction. That is a natural. It must be available for transaction, then I take it as existent. If it is not available for transaction, I take it as non-existent. This is how our buddhi is oriented. That's what it said. Therefore, we say Brahman also is not available for transaction. Therefore, it makes a conclusion, Brahman is non-existent. That's all. Again, such things which are available for vyavahara also are dependent on speech alone. They're only words. They do not have any substance. So these are all places to note. He points out how our buddhi functions. Vacharambhana matre vyavahara vishaye astitva bhavita buddhi. Vacharambhana matre means which are available, which are only dependent on speech alone. Vacharambhana matre vyavahara vishaye astitva bhavita buddhi. We think that a thing is only when it is available for vyavahara, which is vacharambhana, having its existence only in speech. Such things are within the region of vikaras, effects, and under namarupas, words and meanings. What is vyavahara yogyam is considered satyam. what is vyavahar yogyam is considered satyam as compared to pratibhasikam, subjective reality, which is not vyavahar yogyam, like rope snake, which will not get up for any pipe play. Whereas a snake that is vyavahar yogyam exists because it can create fear in you. That is the orientation of our buddhi. Got it? Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Naturally, one has satyatva buddhi in what is available for vyavahara. The word vyavahara means make it usage and transaction. It's use, being available for use and being available for transaction is said to be vyavahara yogya or vyavahara. Vyavaharaha means transaction. Vyavahara yogya means being available for transaction. Naturally, satyatva buddhihi, in what is available for vyavahara, and in vyavahara atita, that which is not available for vyavahara, there is the possibility of conclusion that is, sorry, repeat it properly. Naturally, one has satyatva buddhihi in what is available for vyavahara. And in vyavahara atita, that which is not available for vyavahara, there is the possibility of conclusion that it does not exist at all. It is a very common thing. Suppose a young person pursues this knowledge. Parents with a desire to know ask him, what are you doing? He says, I'm studying. What do you study? I study self-knowledge. Father looks at mother. Mother looks at father. The meaning of that look in both of them is, this is all because of you. They blame each other for his lot. Why? Because it is not useful. Vyavahara ayogyam. You cannot include self-knowledge in your curriculum. Vite. For a samsari, whatever is vyavahara ayogya is useless, is a waste of time. Therefore, Brahman gains the status of nastitva, the status nastitva, status of being non-existent. Pratipadyate means gains. Any doubt here until now what we read? Okay. Yatha ghatadihi vyavahara vishyatam apannasan. Yatha ghatadihi vyavahara vishyatam apannasan. Tadviparitaha asan iti prasiddham. Tadviparitaha asan iti prasiddham. Evam tat samanyad. Ihapi iti syat brahmanaha nastitvam prati ashanka tasmat uchyate asti brahmeti chedveda iti tasmat uchyate asti brahmeti chedvedeti. It is well known that a pot available for handling is understood to exist. And what is opposed to that does not exist. Thus, given the same case here, there can arise a doubt with regard to the non-existence of Brahman. Therefore, it is said, if one were to know Brahman, if one were to know Brahman as existent, யதா கடாதிஹி வியவஹார விஷயதாம் ஆபன்ன சன் தத் விபரீதா அசன்யதி பிரசித்தம் ஏவம் தத் சாமான்யாத் இஹாபி இதி ஸ்யாத் பிரம்மணா நாஸ்தித்வம் பிரதி ஆசங்கா தஸ்மாத் உச்சதே அஸ்தி பிரம்மேதி சேத் வேத இதி. இட் இஸ் வெல் நோன் தட் அ பாட் அவைலபிள் ஃபார் ஹேண்ட்லிங் இஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டுட் டு எக்ஸிஸ்ட் அண்ட் வாட் இஸ் அப்போஸ்ட் டு தட் டஸ் நாட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட். தஸ் கிவன் தி சேம் கேஸ் ஹியர் தேர் கேன் அரைஸ் அ டவுட் with regard to the non-existence of Brahman. Therefore, it is said, if one were to know Brahman as existent, prasiddham, it is well known in the world. What is well known? Yatha gata dihi, just as part, etc. Vyavahara vishetvam apannaha. That is available for vyavahara, use. Sun is said to exist. That is available for vyavahara, use. Sun is said to exist. And that viparita, tad viparitaha. What is opposed to that? When the pot is no more available for vyavahara, because it is broken, asanghataha is said to be non-existent. Tat samanyad means vyavahara ayogyatva vishaye nastitva nirdesha samanyad. Similar to a pot that is said to be asat, when it is not available for vyavahara, brahmanaha nastitvam prati ஆசங்காசியாத். One may get a doubt with reference to the existence of Brahman because it is not available for vyavahara. தஸ்மாத் உச்சதே, therefore it is said, அஸ்தி பிரம்மேதி வேதச்சேத். If one were to know Brahman is. கிம் புனஹ ஸ்யாத் தஸ்தீதி விஜானதா. கிம் புனஹ ஸ்யாத் தஸ்தீதி விஜானதா. ததாக சந்தம் வித்யமானம் ப்ரஹ்மஸ்வரூபேண பரமார்த்த சதாத்மாபன்னம். ததாக சந்தம் வித்யமானம் ப்ரஹ்மஸ்வரூபேண பரமார்த்த சதாத்மாபன்னம் ஏனம் ஏவம் விதம் விதுஹு ப்ரஹ்மவிதஹ. ததஹ தஸ்மாத் அஸ்தித்வே அஸ்தித்வவேதனாத் சஹ அன்யேஷாம் ப்ரஹ்மவத் விஜ்ஞேயஹ பவதி. சஹ அன்யேஷாம் ப்ரஹ்மவத் விஜ்ஞேயஹ பவதி இத்யர்த்தஹ. What will then happen to one who knows that Brahman exists? Kim punaha syat tad asti iti vijanataha. What will then happen to one who knows that Brahman exists? Tadaha, that is being said here. Santam vidyamanam brahmaswarupena paramartha sadatmapannam ஏனம் ஏவம் விதம் விதுஹு பிரம்மவிதஹா. The knowers of Brahman know such a person as existing, as identified with Brahman, which is absolute existence. The idea is that he becomes an object of knowledge for others, like Brahman, because of his recognition that Brahman exists. Tataha tasmat astitva vedanat. saha anyesham brahmavat vigyeyah bhavati. Iti artha. I'll read the paragraph again. What will then happen to one who knows that Brahman exists? That is being said. The knowers of Brahman know such a person, know such a person as existing, as identified with Brahman, which is absolute existence. The idea is that he becomes an object of knowledge for others, like Brahman, because of his recognition that Brahman exists. Kim punaha syat tad asti iti vijanataha. What would happen for the one who knows Brahman is? Tad aha, that is being said. Yenam purusham brahma vidaha santam vidyamanam viduhu. Those who know Brahman, they know this person to be Brahma Swarupena Paramartha Sadatmapannam, as one Paramartha Sat Atmapannam, as one who has gained the knowledge of Sadatma in the form of Brahma Swarupa. This is the first meaning. The second meaning is santam viduhu. They recognize that person as santam vidyamanam. That is Brahma Swarupena vidyamanam, existing in the form of Brahman. Paramartha sadatmapannam, having arrived at the Atma, that is Sat, which is Paramartha, the only thing that exists. Tataha tasmat brahma astitva vedanat. Because he knows that Brahman exists, saha brahmavat anyesham vigneyah bhavati. He becomes one to be known like Brahman. Therefore, not only is Brahman vigneyam, but this person also becomes vigneyah. That means he is as good as Brahmavid. If Brahmavid is understood, then you have understood Brahman. A Brahmavid is not going to say, I am Brahman. A Brahmavid knows the truth of everything. So he sees Brahman as manifest in daily life. In fact, Asti Brahma is Asmi Brahma. In fact, Asti Brahma is Asmi Brahma only. Asmi Brahma only. Because there's no other Brahman available except being Atma. The one who knows Brahma Asti cannot become Brahmavit and Vigneyaha. That seems a little far-fetched. Otherwise, we have to take him as Brahmavit, because he will know Brahman in time. Since he is an Astika, he has Shraddha in what the Shruti says and lives a life of Dharma. So he is in Sadhu Margaha, Dharma Margaha. He will definitely become a Brahmavit. Or there is another way of looking at the whole thing. Athava Yo nasti brahmeti manyate sa sarvasyaiva sanmargasya varnashramadi vyavastha lakshanasya nastitvam pratipadyate brahma pratipatyarthatvat tasya ataha nastikaha saha asan asadhu uchyate ataha nastikaha saha asan asadhu uchyate. Athava yo nasti brahmeti manyate saha sarvasyaiva sanmargasya varnashramadi vyavastha lakshanasya nastitvam pratipadyate brahma pratipatyarthatvat tasya. अतः नास्तिकः सः नास्तिकः सः असन् असाधुः उच्यते लोके. आर् अथवा आर् यो नास्ति ब्रह्मेति मन्यते. The one who thinks Brahman is non-existent considers the entire path of dharma consisting of the scheme of vocations, stages of life, etc. as non-existent, since that path is meant to gain knowledge of Brahman. Hence, this atheist is called asat, unrighteous in this world. अथवा यः नास्ति ब्रह्मेति मन्यते, द वन हु मन्यते कन्सिडर्स दैट देयर इज नो ब्रह्मन, सः सर्वस्यैव नास्तित्वं प्रतिपद्यते. हि कम्स टू द कंक्लूजन दैट द एंटायर वैदिक धर्म इज नॉट वैलिड. व्हाट इज द धर्म? सन्मार्गस्य वर्णाश्रमादि व्यवस्था लक्षणस्य. It is with reference to the way of life characterized by adhering to varnashramadi dharma that will lead one to sat brahma. That is called sanmargaha. Satam sat purushanam margaha, the royal path of the mahatmas, which is an open, flawless, wide path already traversed by many. Sanmargaha is swadharma margaha, doing one's own karma happily without murmur. If one has the capacity to enjoy doing what is to be done, then one has made it. Then you do not need anything else. That is the varnashrama vyavastha lakshana, a life characterized by doing what is to be done at a given stage in life, at a certain time and place. The word sarvam includes punyam. The word sarva includes punya, papa, devata, nitya karma, etc. Sarvasyaiva sanmargasya. There the word sarva. I'm reading again. Sanmarga is swadharma marga, doing one's own karma happily without murmur. If one has the capacity to enjoy doing what is to be done, then one has made it. Then you do not need anything else. That is the Varnashrama Vyavastha Lakshana, a life characterized by doing what is to be done at a given stage in life, at a certain time and place. The word sarva includes punyam, papam, devata, nitya karma, etc. For the one who says Brahman is not there, all these are not there. Bhashyakara takes it as sataha brahmanaha margaha, sanmargaha. It is a path meant for brahma pratipatti, gaining knowledge of Brahman. Pratipattihi jnanam eva prayojanam. Purpose of the sanmarga. Bhashyakara takes it as sataha brahmanaha margaha, sanmargaha. It's a path meant for brahma pratipattihi, gaining knowledge of Brahman. Pratipattihi jnanam eva prayojanam, purpose of the sanmarga. An adherence to this sanmarga is meant to make the person ready for this knowledge. Therefore, asat brahmeti vedachet, asannevasa bhavati. If one were to say Brahman is not, that person is as good as non-existent. Asan means na satpurushaha, asadhu. He is not a sadhu. Here the meaning of the word san is not existence, but it means satpurushaha. Therefore, loke asadhu uchyate. In the world, he is not referred to as a sadhu. In some regional dialects, the word sadhu means innocent, pitiable, one who does not know what is to be done or said at a given time and place. And one who does not see the consequences of his actions and words. In the meeting of the parents of bride and bridegroom, when the marriage is about to be fixed, he will publicly inquire of the bridegroom, "How is your chest pain now?" This kind of question puts a halt to the marriage. The person asking such inappropriate questions is known as sadhu. Sadhu also means parakaryam sadhnoti iti sadhu. A saintly person who helps others naturally. Parakaryam sadhnoti iti sadhu. It's a beautiful definition of sadhu. Parakaryam sadhnoti iti sadhu. A saintly person who helps others naturally. Therefore, asan asadhu uchyate loke. One who says Brahman is not is asadhu. Can we proceed? Any doubts? No doubts? Okay. Tad viparita san yaha asti brahmeti vetad brahmeti chedveda. Tad viparita san yaha asti brahmeti chedveda saha tad brahma pratipatti hetum sanmargam varnashramadi vyavastha lakshanam shraddhadhanataya yathavat pratipadyate yasmat tataha tasmat santam sadhu margastham enam viduhu sadhavaha tasmat Astityeva Brahma Pratipattavyam iti vyakyartha. I'll reread it. Tad viparitasan yaha asti brahmeti chedveda saha tad brahma pratipatti hetum sanmargam varnashramadi vyavastha lakshanam shraddhadhanataya yathavate pratipadyate yasmat tataha tasmat santam sadhu margastham enam viduhu sadhavaha tasmat astityeva brahma pratipattavyam iti vakyarthaha. Contrary to that, if one were to know that Brahman does exist, then good people know that person as sat, one who is treading the path of dharma. That is because he follows without compromise the path of dharma, consisting of the scheme of vocations, stages of life, etc. with shraddha. The intent of the sentence is this. Therefore, Brahman is to be recognized as an existing reality. The viparita san, as opposed to that person who says Brahman does not exist. Asti Brahma iti veda chet. If one were to know that Brahman exists, saha, that person, san margam, shraddhadhana, Shraddhadhanataya yathavat pratipadyate accepts the path of dharma as it is, which is Brahma pratipatti hetuhu, the means for gaining knowledge of Brahman. If one says asti Brahma, that means he is accepting everything that is conducive for gaining the knowledge of Brahman. He says Brahman exists because it is available for understanding as the cause of this jagat. To gain this understanding, the means is sanmargaha, varnashramadi vyavastha, swakarma based on one's stage of life, like grihasthashrama and so on. He gains an understanding of this vyavastha also, as it should be understood. Yasmat, because of this reason, tasmat, therefore, people vidhu know that person to be son. Son means right, good person. On the right path, son means the person to, that know the person to be on the right path. Who are those people? Sadhavaha. People who are sadhus, they know exactly what this person is. They will recognize him as one among them. The vakyarthaha, purpose of this discussion is this. Asti iti eva brahma pratipattavyam. Brahman has to be first recognized as asti. All that is here is Brahman. You begin with Brahma asti, Brahman is, and end with Brahma asmi, I am Brahman. Asti is a verb in Prathama Purushaha, third person, and asmi is a verb in Uttama Purushaha, first person. Parameshwara is called Uttama Purushaha. Anything that one talks about within Bhagavan's fold is Prathama Purusha. Beautiful. You must appreciate this. Very nice. Anything that one talks about within Bhagavan's fold is Prathama Purusha, third person. The one who is talking about, the one who is talking is Uttama Purushaha. In between the two is Madhyama Purusha, the second person, who is the listener. In conversations, in terms of importance, I have to first see whether I have a topic to talk about. So it is called Prathama Purusha. The second consideration is whether the person to whom I'm talking is interested in listening to me or not. The last consideration is myself, my pressure to talk. I come into picture only when the other two are there. This is an important arrangement in Sanskritam. Beautiful. The Prathama Purusha, Mukhya Purusha is in fact Bhagavan. When Prathama Purusha's grace is there, one studies and understands the fact that Prathama Purusha is Uttama Purusha. I am the Brahman. In English, it is confusing to translate as first person, second person and third person. We have to translate it differently as first person, middle person and the last person. In Sanskritam, when one wants to talk, the third person is the first person in terms of importance. The listener is the middle person who is next in importance, and I am the last person in importance. Vedanta wise, if you look at it, Prathama Purusha is not yet understood Bhagavan, and Uttama Purusha is Bhagavan understood completely. I got it? It's very nice. So there's a quotation of Bhagavad Gita in page number 236. You see the footprint, that note, foot uttamah purushas tvanyah parame paramatme tyudahrutah. யோ லோகத்ரயமாவிஷ்ய பிபர்த்யோ யய ஈஸ்வரஹ உத்தமஃ புருஷஸ்த்வன்யஹ பரமாத்மேத்யுதாஹ்ருதஹ யோ லோகத்ரயமாவிஷ்ய பிபர்த்யோ யய ஈஸ்வரஹ. பகவத்கீதா 5th chapter 17th verse. There's a footnote. Hope you saw that. Tasya purvasya vijnanamayasya yeshaha eva sharire vijnanamaye bhavaha shariraha atma tasya purvasya vijnanamayasya ஏஷக ஏவ ஷரீரே விஜ்ஞானமயே பவஹ ஷாரீரஹ ஆத்மா கோசௌ யயேஷ ஆனந்தமயஹ தம் ப்ரதி கா அஸ்தி ஆசங்கா நாஸ்தித்வே தம் ப்ரதி கா அஸ்தி ஆசங்கா நாஸ்தித்வே. ஆஃப் தி ஏர்லியர் விஜ்ஞானமயா திஸ் அலோன் இஸ் தி ஆத்மா existing in the body of Vijnanamaya. What is that? It is this Anandamaya. With reference to this Atma, how can there be a doubt that it does not exist? It does exist. Tasyaiva eva sharira atma yav purvasya is karma patita, occurs in the order of presentation. Sorry, krama patita, not karma patita, krama patita. Tasyaiva, I'm reading page number 238. Tasyaiva eva sharira atma yav purvasya is krama patita ha, occurs in the order of presentation. தஸ்ய பூர்வஸ்ய விஜ்ஞானமயஸ்ய ஏஷஹ ஆனந்தமயஹ ஏவ ஆத்மா. திஸ் ஆனந்தமயா இஸ் தி ஆத்மா ஆஃப் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் விஜ்ஞானமயா. இட் எக்ஸிஸ்ட்ஸ் இன் தி விஜ்ஞானமய ஷரீரம். கோசவ் ஹூ இஸ் தட்? ஏஷ ஆனந்தமயஹ, ஒன் ஹூ இஸ் திஸ் ஆனந்தமயா. தம் பிரதி கா ஆசங்கா அஸ்தி நாஸ்தித்வே, வேர் இஸ் தி பாசிபிலிட்டி ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் எனி டவுட் ரிகார்டிங் ஆனந்தமயாஸ் நான் எக்ஸிஸ்டன்ஸ்? ஹி சேஸ் திஸ் ஹியர் பிகாஸ் பரம் பிரம்ம இஸ் நாட் ஆனந்தமயா. He says this here because Param Brahma is not Anandamaya. It is Pratishtha of Anandamaya. Anandamaya has limbs such as Priya, etc. And so, certainly, Param Brahma cannot be Anandamaya. But Anandamaya is construed as Param Brahma by a commentator known as Vrittikaraha. That's a Vrittikara Matam. Param Brahma, but Anandamaya is construed as Param Brahma by a commentator known as Vrittikara. If the whole Anandamaya is Param Brahma, then this doubt is not possible. As everyone experiences Anandamaya in different degrees, that is Priya, Moda and Pramodaha. Brahman mentioned as Pratishtha of Anandamaya is indeed referred by the Rig Mantra. Asat Brahmeti Veda Chet. It does not read Asan Anandamaya Iti Veda Chet. Since that Brahman is not available for Vyavahara, objectification, there is a doubt whether it exists. அபோட சர்வ விசேஷத்வாத் அபோட சர்வ விசேஷத்வாத்து பிரம்மணா நாஸ்தித்வம் பிரதி ஆசங்கா யுக்தா. அபோட சர்வ விசேஷத்வாத்து பிரம்மணா நாஸ்தித்வம் பிரதி ஆசங்கா யுக்தா சர்வ சமத்வாச்ச பிரம்மணா. However, since Brahman is devoid of all distinctions, and since Brahman is common to both an ignorant as well as wise person, it is but proper to have a doubt that Brahman does not exist. To whereas, Ashanka Yukta, doubt is proper, Nastitvam Prati, with reference to whether or not Brahman exists, because Brahmanaha apodha sarva viseshatvat, Brahman has no attributes whatsoever. Brahman has the status of being free from all viseshas attributes. Therefore, one cannot recognize Brahman. It is not vyavahara yogyam. Maybe for Vidwan, it is vyavahara yogyam, available for relating and objectification. No, for Vidwan also, it is not available for vyavahara. Why? Sarva samatvat. Brahman is the same for all. So let's stop here. I'll read one more. Yasmadevam ataha tasmat atha anantaram shrotuhu sishyasya anuprashnaha acharyoktimanu ete prashnaha samanyam hi brahma akashadi karanatvat vidushaha அவிதுஷ்ச அத அவிதுஷோபி பிரம்ம பிராப்தி ஆசங்கியதே. I think I'll read this next class.